The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett.
Y de toda Venezuela.
Don't feel bad if you've never heard of Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido. Most Venezuelans never heard of Guaido until President Nicolas Maduro's intelligence agents dragged him from his car near Caracas last week and briefly detained him. Guaido rallied his supporters after his release, telling them to march on the streets tomorrow, January 23rd, because the Constitution is on our side. That's exactly why Guaido is suddenly a threat to Maduro and his authoritarian regime, which is responsible for Venezuela's catastrophic economic collapse. On January 10th, Maduro was re-inaugurated as president. But most Venezuelan constitution experts say Maduro's re-election last year was illegal. So technically, Venezuela doesn't have a president right now. The interim president should be the head of Venezuela's National Assembly.
Gobierno de transición y elecciones libres.
Meaning Juan Guaido. This month, he became the leader of the National Assembly, which keeps operating even though Maduro unconstitutionally dissolved it 2 years ago.
Juan Guaido, nuevo jefe político, así lo dice la televisora norteamericana.
That's Maduro giving his State of the Union speech last week and mocking Guaido as the man the U.S. is calling Venezuela's new political boss. But what worries Maduro more is that it's not just Los Yankees calling his presidency illegitimate. Latin American countries, including neighboring Brazil and Colombia, as well as Canada and the EU, no longer recognize Maduro as president. They now label his socialist regime a dictatorship.
The diaspora now has more hopes, is very activated.
Luis González del Castillo is a leading political activist of the Venezuelan diaspora here in South Florida. And he's right. The international snubbing of Maduro and the popularity of Guaido have given both the exile community and the opposition inside Venezuela a new vitality and momentum. González is a civil engineer who heads an exile political project called the Miranda Freedom Chair. He and his family recently fled Venezuela because the police who arrested Guaido last week threatened him because of his work as an opposition organizer.
The political police of the regime with a gun say, don't continue to do that. Next time, we are going to kill you.
Or at least put him in prison. And that's the big question now regarding Guaido. Will the regime imprison him, especially if he formally declares himself Venezuela's real president? So far, Guaido has not done that, but many in the opposition are urging him to, including exile leaders here like González. They argue that dramatic if symbolic move would embolden Venezuelans and the international community to take more forceful action against Maduro.
Guaido has to follow the constitution and be the president. Then the countries of the world know for certain and push the regime to leave power instantly.
So that's really fantasy land.
Phil Gunson is senior analyst in Venezuela for the International Crisis Group. He warns if Guaido declares himself president, he'll certainly be arrested or exiled. And that, Gunson says,
risks destroying what little is left of democratic space in Venezuela and what little is left of the power of the opposition. The opposition needs to build on this possibility of improved popularity.
Which is why Gunson argues it's better to have Guaido on the streets instead of in jail or in exile in Doral. That's especially true because, unlike many Venezuelan opposition leaders, Guaido is relatively young. He's 35. And he hails from the working middle-class coastal city of La Guaira instead of the elitist confines of the capital, Caracas.
He looks more like the ordinary Venezuelan. He talks more like the ordinary Venezuelan. He's definitely a very different kind of voice from the opposition than most people have been used to hearing.
Most of the global community is urging Maduro to restore the National Assembly Guaido heads and let it call a new, legitimate presidential election. In an interview last week in Caracas with Miami journalist Maria Elvira Salazar on Univision 23, Maduro was defiant and called for dialogue with President Trump. But that's most likely Maduro's fantasy land. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.